Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 192 of the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe here. And how are you this week?
Oh, a bit poorly, Jason, to be honest.
Not in the studio, full of cold, keeping one away, which I appreciate, to be fair. I've had enough coughs and colds and I'm still antibiotics, so there we go.
I know, I didn't want to spread it about, so.
Yeah, that's most unlike you, but there we go. Right, coming up on the show this week, what have we got, Zoe?
Music from The Lions. Yes. We haven't spoken to them for ages, so that'll be nice.
Yeah, we'll be hearing from Alex Ohm, their frontman. Ed Hewitt joins us on the line ahead of his trip to Bangkok, purely so he can come back the hard way. We'll be finding out how he's doing that and the charity that he's raising money for as he does it. Also, there's a Red Nose Day event taking place in East Park. Rachel Davis, the East Park Activity Officer, joins us on the line to let us know more about that one. But somebody who, by the name of his current show and album, may have some sort of sympathy for Ed Hewitt. Nomad is the name of the album. Boothby Graffo, the man behind it. Hello, sir.
Hello there.
You all right?
Yes, thank you very much indeed.
Good stuff. Now, you're heading to Wolverhampton for your show, Nomad, No Sane Either, on the 22nd of March.
I am, yeah. You're supposed to say the second bit in a Scottish accent.
But I can't do Scottish
accents.
I don't
think you're going to do that Scottish accent.
And it didn't look like it on my bit of paper. So now we will let you do the full name of the show, as it should be.
Nomad, nor Sane Either.
So that's very good. So you're a name and a voice that I've heard many a time on Radio 4 over the years, and you've done music and comedy literally around the world, let alone up and down the country. But your current album, Nomad, has been treated slightly differently because you've done it through one of these crowdfunding things.
Yes, Kickstarter.
Explain a little more on that one.
It's a very interesting concept. You put the album up on the website of Kickstarter as to be available, and rather than make the album and then ask people if they want to buy it, you propose to make the album and ask people if they want to buy it before it's been made, and then when they've bought it, you then use that money to make the album, and then you send it to them.
That's a very nice way of doing things, and of course you can still sell it to other people afterwards.
Of course, yes.
And I'm sure there'll be copies available at your gig, won't there?
I believe so, yes. Well, I finally get it back on the 1st of March.
So, but you've actually you've started the tours already, haven't you?
So. Yes, I've started the tour already, but we actually get the album. We'll be sending it out to the people who kickstarted it from the 1st of March, and then it will be available on the gigs from then as well.
Do you have to have a minimum amount of people say that they want you to produce this album before you can go in and make it?
Yeah, it's an interesting concept. You get to pick your goal, which can be any amount of money you decide is your goal. And if you fail to make your goal, you don't get any money at all.
But if
you surpass your goal, you continue to collect and send out. I mean, we aimed at £1,000. We were hoping to part finance the album on the amount we would, you know, pre-sale. But we did five times that amount in the end.
Well done.
Good then, yeah.
But it does show the popularity of your work, and I'm sure there's going to be many a sellout show up and down the country.
Oh, I hope so.
How's it been going so far? Because you've already started the tour, haven't you?
Yeah, we've just done a couple of little ones. We did Leicester and Peterborough, and then somewhere else before Peterborough, and I can't remember where.
But you've been there now, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I can't remember where it was. I was the other day, isn't that terrible? I should be able to Leamington Spa.
Oh, very nice place to go as well.
Yeah, Royal Leamington Spa.
Very posh, yes. And what, for those who don't know you and your work, what can they expect?
Well, there's a lot of me, really.
Mm. With a guitar as well?
With a guitar as well, yeah. I sing songs and I talk vast amounts of nonsense.
I have to admit, I've never heard you make complete sense, but I think that's part of the charm.
That's the trouble, you see. Well, there's no depth, you see. There's no depth. It's all very superficial nonsense.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you need a bit of that, though, don't you, in these times?
Well, I think you do, especially when you're dealing with things that are happening nowadays, and you think, my goodness, there's no depth to that either. But they're pretending there is. I've just actually read something in the news which made me laugh, which is sort of follows along those lines. George Osborne has just said that he's going to redouble his efforts to tackle UK debts despite the loss of the UK's AAA credit rating.
That could be disastrous, couldn't it?
If it's just a fabulous idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
What he was doing didn't work, so he's going to do what he was doing twice as much.
Twice as much.
Ah, but he's redoubling it.
Yes.
So we must be quadrupling that now.
Exactly. That's like falling in the water, not being able to swim, deciding that breathing in water isn't helping, so your solution is to breathe in four times as much water. In the hope that that will help.
Can we put you in charge of the economy or something instead? Because you've clearly got a good, clear vision of these things.
I've been discussing it with a friend of mine today quite a lot, and we have realised it's not accidental. It's all happening for a reason. I think the mistake we make is, as citizens of the country, is we imagine that somehow we are beneficiaries of the machine rather than just cogs within it for the real beneficiaries. It's not going wrong. It's going well. It's just that we don't realise that it's nothing to do with us.
Yeah, it's supposed to be that way, and you can't control.
We're just part of the machine. We're not actually the beneficiaries in any way.
Now, you've actually taken a break from touring in recent years, haven't you? This is sort of back to the grindstone for you.
I did tour last year. Mm-hmm. I did tour last year and the year before, but I took a break from gigging a lot. I just took a couple of 3 years off, actually. I had a sabbatical, is that the word?
I think it's a good one.
That's what, I don't know, I always like that word. I never knew quite what it meant.
Just throw it in randomly.
Yes. And I've got two sabbaticals and a fish finger. I stopped working as much as I used to because I just
didn't need the money. You just wanted to kick
exactly,
back and relax.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the trouble. I'm not a very. I am. I mean, I do work for money, obviously, but unfortunately, that's to a certain extent that became the only reason I was working. And then I realised I'd actually amassed some, so I thought I might as well spend it without doing anything else.
Yeah.
And then I reached that stage where I haven't got any. So it's time to start trying to earn it again.
It must be nice to be in that position, though, where you know you think you can take a break for a while and then come back to it.
Isn't it? Yeah. That's the joy of what we do. You see, I find that's what I always like this job because it's not. It's something that, well, hopefully, it's difficult not to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always work. I mean, it's not. I'm not a rich man. It's not lucrative for me, but I can survive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping.
And if you enjoy it as well, that's.
I love it, yeah.
So the gig itself is the 22nd of March, and you can get tickets for that one in advance by calling the box office at the Arena Theatre. But you've got a shed load of your stuff online as well. So if people want to get a bit of a taster first, where do they go to?
Oh, there's www.theboothbigraffo.co.uk.
There wouldn't be a second one with it. Have you ever done that, you're not me.com and checked you are the only Boothby Graffo apart from the Village in the UK?
I think so. I think apart from the Village, yeah.
Yeah.
Although the Village does get a lot more work. Do you know the Village is the second largest site for the testing of genetically modified food in Europe?
And you're the first?
And I'm the first, yes. Yes, I am, yeah.
I've got
genetically modified wheat growing from my ears as I speak.
I'm sure it looks very attractive and impresses people.
Especially
on the tour.
Especially in the breeze, I look wonderful.
But you do have a few problems with crows. I'm not sure where this is going now, but that's part of the excitement, I think.
Starting to sound like my act.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, good.
This is what happens. It just sort of tails off.
Oh, and when you're gigging, though, do you have a support as well that comes along and does something strange before you?
I've had a couple of support acts, and then the other night in Peterborough, I just did it on my own. Thought I'd save myself some money. And then I think Wolverhampton, I might have someone supporting. Although what I've been doing as well, I've got some sorted out and some I haven't. So what I've been doing is saying if anybody local wants to come along, it's not very good money, but if they want to come along and do 20 minutes, they're very welcome.
And but don't clash with you and your guitar. That's the important bit.
Well, yeah, I mean, people tend not to, I think. You know, it's funny. It's unlikely that you follow the same subject, especially with nonsense I talk about.
And
I did say that to one support act. He said, do you think there'll be any clashes? And I said, do you want to know what I'm doing so there aren't any clashes? I said, I think it's going to be unlikely.
You'd be more, in fact, you'd be more impressed if there were some.
Well, yes, yes, indeed, yes. Taking your cat to a strip club, I don't think is common conversation, is it?
Well, it depends. No, actually, no.
Yeah. That was. Did you read about that?
No, I've missed out there.
It was a man in Florida. He was arrested outside a strip club in California. In Florida. He was arrested outside a strip club because the strip club wouldn't let him in with his cat.
His cat? fact?
Yeah, he had a cat with him and he wanted to go to the strip club and they wouldn't let him in. So he called the police and the police ended up arresting him, obviously.
Only in America.
I know. What's in a strip club for a cat?
Yeah, but fantastic material for your good self. So
castles, that's what I think.
Yes. I agree. There we are. 01902 321 321 if you want to get yourself along there. And there's even a special deal on tickets as well if you buy tickets for more than one of the events they have taking place at the arena.
Oh.
Actually, which is good. Anything coming up on telly or radio from you or anything you've written that we can be looking out for?
I'm on telly at the moment.
Right, I know. Obviously, I haven't turned my telly on often enough.
No, it's on Comedy Central, the alternative comedy experience.
That'll be a satellite channel.
Yeah,
for
that's yeah.
See, I don't do those.
Yeah, Comedy Central.
Oh, you're missing out, Jason.
Well, it's obviously the right place to be because Boothby's on there.
Yeah. There's Stuart Lee's the curator of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 12 shows. I think I'm on 5 of them.
That's royalties left, right, and centre, isn't it?
Though? Yeah, I'm also doing Radio 4, a couple of Radio 4 shows soon.
You'll turn up on something because I will have Radio 4 on, so there'll be
something
on the couch.
Yeah, I think Joe Caulfield's doing one soon. I'm making an appearance.
Mm-hmm. Well worth doing.
And I may well do over my local post office tomorrow, so you'll see me on the news.
Well, that'll be fantastic. As long as you're not going to rob it as well, though.
No, just do it over. Just, makeover.
Yeah, oh, right, okay. Yes.
I did have visions of you going in with your balaclava on and your sawn-off shot.
Overalls and a paintbrush.
That'd be nice. But you don't take the guitar to those ones?
No.
Boothby, lovely speaking to you, sir.
Oh, likewise. Thank you ever so much.
And the web address one more time, please.
It's the www.theboothbygraffo.co.uk.
And, can I just ask?
Oh, go on.
No, there's a picture of a cow jumping over a fence. Is that you?
Yeah, that's me. It's a onesie.
Are you going to be wearing that in the night?
No, it's worth going to the website to have a look at that picture.
I have worn that one before.
It's one of your favourites. Was it a Christmas present?
It was, actually. Yeah, I drive around in it sometimes, waiting to be stopped by the police.
Once a year I have to go to a fancy dress party and I never feel like getting changed before I'm on the way back, and I do always worry. The one year I went as the Riddler, and there's nothing worse than being pulled over by the police were you to be wearing green lycra. I think that would be a very bad move.
Well, just being dressed as a supervillain is bad.
Yeah, they could get you every time. It's
yeah, I was hoping to be pulled over by the police wearing a cow costume and to be asked, why are you wearing a cow costume? So I could say, well, why are you dressed as a pig?
That, I'm sure, would have endeared yourself to them.
Yeah,
no end.
Maybe it's good that it didn't happen.
Boothby, thank you for joining us.
Hey, absolute pleasure.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right, let's take our first tune from the lines today. This is No Illusions.
This is my
Lines with No Illusions. And on the phone now, the one and only Alex Ohm. Hello, sir.
How are we doing? You all right?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good stuff. Yeah, not too bad.
Good. Now, I will at some point, I promise, come and see you when you play the Civic. Okay. Because every time you do it, you arrange it for a night I'm working.
Yeah, or you get locked out or something.
Oh, yeah, well, anything could happen. Yeah, we have had that one, haven't we? But there we go.
We have had that, yeah.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that one. But
I'm surprised you haven't asked for your name to be on the guest list, Jason.
No, it always is, but that's the problem. I can never get there.
Okay. He was, and when he got there, the doors were shut.
Yeah, but...
That's who was locked out.
Yeah,
well, he's locked out.
These things happen sometimes. But it's worse when you get there and your name's not actually on the guest list at all, even though it is. It's just not on the guest list they're looking at.
Yeah, we've had that happen a few times, which is a bit of a nightmare. But
it is a pain. Then it always helps to ring the band. But we've been there and done that before. So what's been going on? You've been busy, I know that much.
Yeah. We've had quite a start to this year. We've just been sort of regrouping, really, and writing some new tunes and... getting dates booked in for the year coming, because last year we ended on the Civic All gig, which we worked up towards, and before that we'd released Rivers, and we released No Illusions as the EP earlier in the year when we played Birmingham, and we did a few more dates around then.
Mm-hmm.
So now what we've been doing is we've just been writing, and we're just sort of booking gigs in now, ready for the coming year.
So does this mean at some point we can get you into doing an acoustic set of some new stuff?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're always happy to come down to you guys and work with you.
Okay, right. Well, you've agreed to that now. That's going to happen.
it's a verbal agreement.
Yeah, we've got it recorded and everything. But, so where are you looking at the moment? Because I'm sure thinking there's going to be a few festivals for you this time around, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the first festival that we've announced is a festival called Strawberry Fields Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite a fast-growing festival. Is that
in Liverpool?
That's based in... It's not, actually. You think it would be, but it's based in Leicester.
Oh, Leicester. Okay, right. I don't know Strawberry Fields in Leicester, but
it's quite a new festival.
Mm-hmm. I've been to a few gigs over there. In fact, I went to one music and one... it was music one side of the field and comedy the other when I was there. I used to always... It's probably about the best part of 15, 20 years ago now. I'm showing my age. But
Sunday... Summer Sunday or something.
So there was something odd. I can't remember the title.
Yeah.
But I think it's something to do with the name of the park
like
it was in.
Good day out, though, comedy and music.
Yeah, well, we might not be on anymore, so don't get too excited, Zoe. However, you can see the Strawberry Fields Festival, and it will feature the Lines. And anything around the Wolverhampton area planned at the minute?
We're just looking at sort of what we're going to do around Wolves, obviously, because we did the big gig at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not sure whether to do one soon or leave it like till the end of the year, or we just want to try and get out now and sort of play as many new places as possible, and you know, get to see some new crowds, meet some new people. So so that's the plan now. We've just announced a date in Manchester on the 3rd of May, so that's at the Night and Day Cafe, which is a great little venue. So we're looking forward to getting back into Manchester, because we haven't played Manchester for a while now. I think it was a small festival that we played last time, I think.
But you have got a big following. There's loads of venues that you go to, and they just keep asking you back, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great little... Because we're not a massive band at the moment, but we're just doing well off our own backs, and it's nice because it's like a word-of-mouth thing, really. And, like, sort of, each time we go to a place, we seem to get more people come, and it's just off people, you know, telling other people to come down and check us out, and like we as a band, we really appreciate that, because you know, people don't need to say listen to these guys, and people aren't being told to say that. So when people do, and or like, you know, say come back and play it, that for us that is what makes it worth doing, really, because you know, sometimes it can get a bit I don't know, not disheartening, but like when you sort of, you know, you keep playing, but and like, it's just really nice to get people saying, "Come back and play here." So it's good.
So yeah, you've had quite a lot of media attention as well, haven't you? I've seen you in various different papers and things over the last 12 months. So that must be nice as well.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, just to see like all the hard work paying off, and just to see the name getting like, you know, posted around and things like that. That's great.
Yeah, it's nice to see in the paper and things, and for Because yeah. All the ones I've read have been good as well, so...
We've got faces more for radio than any press, but, you know, it's... we always try and smile nicely.
Works every time, I'm sure. So, you're writing stuff at the moment. Any idea on the timescale for the next album release?
We've got quite a big batch of songs already written. We're just sort of in the process of tweaking them now.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually hoping to release another EP. That's hopefully going to come out about May time, maybe. We're just finishing that off at the moment and trying to find a release date out and get all the press and whatnot sorted for that. So, I mean, ideally, we'd love to have the album out this year at some point, so it'd probably be the end of the year, if anything.
Well, we shall look forward to that one. So there's four tunes we're going to take a listen to. We've already heard No Illusions. If we take Rivers next, remind us of the story behind this one.
Well, Rivers, I think, as a song, sort of shows a different side to the band. And when I read it, it's like it's more acoustic, a bit more stripped down. I was listening to a lot of Arcade Fire and stuff at the time and as writing this. So, yeah, it's just, you'll probably sort of work out what it's about when you listen to it.
Okay, Zoe's going to...
It's a nice name for a song, I like that.
Rivers.
Yeah, I like the name.
Well, as long as you're happy.
I'm sure the song's going to be good.
But, you know, I did write it thinking that she likes the title of the song.
Yeah, it was specifically for Zoe, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. it's got a, if you look on YouTube, it's got a cool little video. So we're really happy with the video for that as well.
I'll have to listen to the lyrics then. I hope they're nice.
Yeah.
It's about me or for
it me. It starts off quite sort of dark, but it's nice and uplifting.
Brilliant, Alex. Good to speak to you as ever, and we look forward
to
what happens in 2013 and the next move for the Lines.
Yeah, well, we're up to see you soon.
Yeah, and give us the website.
You can check out all our links at www.wearethelines.com.
Alex, once again, thanks for joining us and speak to you soon. Ta-ra for now.
Thanks for your time. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye. It's raining inside, outside my heart. No footsteps to follow, corridors are hollow, and there I'll wait. With origins of words, I throw my hands in doubt and tell my tale, tell my tale.
Bangkok to Birmingham is quite a long way. A gentleman who's done the journey more than once is Ed Hewitt, who joins us on the phone now. Hello, sir.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you very much.
Now,
I've been off in 2 days.
Yes, the trip is
ready.
Yeah, the trip's almost upon us. Have you been able to pack much? Because I don't suppose you're going to be taking that much luggage with you, are you?
No, well, I'm only taking hand luggage. Packing hasn't been a particularly difficult job. I got a few t-shirts. I just got my wool shirt with Bangkok to Birmingham printed on it. So teaching people in Central Asia about how brilliant the wools are as well.
It must be more difficult packing for a trip like this than it is normally, because you've got to absolutely minimalise everything, haven't you?
Yeah, so, I've got four T-shirts, a couple of just plain ones, my wool shirt, and a one with a Bangkok to Birmingham logo on it. I've got jeans, which I'm going to be wearing onto the plane. I've got a pair of swimming trunks, and I've got some adapters and my laptop. And that's about it.
So,
no
right,
pants or socks, I noticed in that list.
You don't need that much because everywhere you can buy things.
But pants and socks,
it's going to be warm wherever I am.
So. Wherever you're going, though, you must need pants or socks.
I forgot about the pants and socks. I have packed pants and socks as well.
That's
don't
good.
Worry about that.
And they're going to be rinsed through in many a sink, I'm sure, over the coming weeks. So let's explain what you're doing, because you're going from Bangkok to Birmingham, not the easy way. And this is all in a good cause.
Yeah, so I'm going. There's a few rules around the trip, and they're just kind of there to clarify how I like to travel anyway. So when we travel, it's all about experiencing local cultures and how local people live. So I'm going to be going using only local transport. So having buses, trains, camels, whatever I can get my hands on, really.
So if it's something that everybody else is using and not the tourists, you're allowed to use it.
Yeah. So basically, I won't be jumping on a commercial flight on the way back, and I won't be going on a big overland tour bus that says tourist on it. I'll be kind of using the transport that local people use, trying to stay as much as I can with local people. There's some brilliant global hospitality networks online, like Couchsurfing and Startup Stay, where you can just go and stay with local people in their houses, and they put you up and give you a meal and give you some drinks, and you get to know about the local culture. So I'm going to be aiming to stay with local people for as much as I can as well.
So what is your link to Bangkok in the first place? Because it's somewhere you spent some of your youth, isn't it?
Yeah, so I used to live there when I was 18. Before I went to university, I went and taught English out in Bangkok for 7 months. And I just completely fell in love with the place. Often it's a kind of gateway to Asia. It's where people go on their first little bit of their journey around Southeast Asia. And a lot of people don't have necessarily good reports about Bangkok, but I spent my kind of formative years of travel there, and it was such a great experience that it's somewhere that I've always been drawn back to, and I've been back a couple of times since, and one of my favourite countries in the world. It's one of my favourite cities in the world.
And can you speak the language? I mean, have you picked up a few bits and pieces? Or
I speak Nik Noi Thai or Taxi Thai, which means a little bit of Thai or Thai that gets me around taxis. So I know Leo Sai, Leo Kwai, Dong Pai, which means left, right and stop here in a taxi.
But you're not allowed to use taxis on this trip, so unless you're saying that to a camel, it ain't
going
to work.
Local people use taxis in Southeast Asia. Local people use taxis, motorbike taxis. It's really cheap to get around in taxis, so I think that counts. As, I won't be in limousines; I'll be in like rickshaws and motorcycle taxis and local taxis.
Okay, well that'd be interesting to see. Maybe that will let you off on that one. So it is Bangkok into Birmingham. You finish outside Selfridges. How many miles and how long do you think it'll take you?
So it's over 10,000 miles. I'll be going a bit of a zigzag route. And it's going to take me 7.5 months.
Wow.
I'll be travelling. So through the route is starting in Bangkok, then going into Cambodia, Laos, through China, and then along the Silk Road, so an ancient trading route which used to link Asia to Europe, and goes through all these weird and wonderful stands So Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, and across the Caspian Sea to Azerbaijan and Georgia and Turkey.
Well, when do you think you'll be in Azerbaijan? Because I may be out there later on in the year, so I might see if we can meet up with you sometime.
Well, we'll have to meet up with you. I'll be in Azerbaijan in July time.
It might sort of fit together quite well, because I may be out there June, July, so we'll have to see how that works. So that could be quite cool.
Yeah.
So if you had to get visas for a lot of these countries first as well?
I've got my Chinese visa, but the rest of them I'm going to get en route.
Because there's a time limit to when you can apply.
Ideally, I would have had visas beforehand, but I want to keep the trip fairly flexible. I don't want to be beholden to entering a country by a specific date.
So what you'll probably end up doing is going to the capital of one of the countries en route and maybe getting the visa for the next one at their embassy as you go along.
Yeah, so they should be quite fortunate with the route. I mean, they're taking it. So with Kyrgyzstan, you don't actually need a visa anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can pick up a visa for Uzbekistan when you're in Kyrgyzstan. The one which I'll have to wait for a little bit is Turkmenistan visa.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be hanging out in Uzbekistan for a few weeks while my Turkmenistan visa comes along.
But it gives you a chance to explore the culture again, doesn't it?
Exactly, yes. I mean, to be honest, I'm not actually that worried about having to spend 2 or 3 weeks in one place, because it'd be a nice opportunity to have a bit of downtime and actually explore the place where I'm at.
Yeah. Do you know people over there? I mean, because you say you've done it before and you used to live over there. Have you got, like, friends that you'll revisit and things like that?
Yeah, well, there's quite a lot of friends that I'm going to be meeting out in Bangkok. And I'm making contacts at the moment for all the places I'm going through. So one of the things I'm also going to be doing in the trip is writing about sustainability issues in each country that I go through. So I'm trying to line up sustainability contacts for various points along the way. So that's kind of ongoing at the moment, but I've got some good ones lined up for Thailand and Cambodia to begin with, and I think some of those people are going to put me up as well.
And you're actually raising money for charities as you go along. Tell us a bit about the worthwhile cause.
Yeah, so I'm going to be raising money for a great charity called Guy's Trust. And it's rather a sad story, actually, that one of my friends was killed in a paragliding accident, and his family have set up a trust in his name. Which is going to be raising money for projects which Guy would have been proud of. So the first couple of projects are going to be supporting a school in Nepal, which is going to be a kindergarten school, which is giving disadvantaged communities the access to education, which Guy worked out in Nepal for a number of months. And this was something which was particularly close to him, so the trust is going to be supporting the construction of a new school out there. And they're also supporting conservation projects on manta ray in Indonesia. So he's a big scuba diver as well. And some of the money is going to be going towards supporting internships for people to go and work on manta ray conservation.
And so
the majority of the money is going into Nepal to begin with. And then whatever money is raised will go on supporting other projects around the world which are going to be built in his legacy.
And you won't really be able to collect as you go along, maybe some cash, but certainly you'll be looking for sponsorship. So how do people actually put some cash into making a collection for you as you do your
own? The easiest way to do that is through my website, which is www.bangkok2birmingham.com. That's the number 2. And then there's a section there which is called the charity, and from there you can go and make a donation to Guy's Trust.
It records the fact it's come from your website, so everybody knows it's you that's done your bit with this mega trip of 7 months from Bangkok to Birmingham. Well, good luck is all I can say at this point. So it'd be great if we could catch up with you on the way, if we managed to meet up.
Yeah, well, let me know if you're going to be in Baku in Azerbaijan, and we'll have to meet up there and see how I'm getting on.
That would be really good to do. That'd be rather cool, that would. And we can even podcast from there as well. You never know.
Exactly.
Okay, well, Ed, have an absolutely fantastic trip. So it is all in memory of a friend as well. So it's got a great deal of meaning for you too. and it is going to be one major trip. I should think it will probably change you as a person on the way around as well, won't it? Your outlook on life will be a bit different when you get back.
I'm sure it will. I mean, it's been a bit of a journey over the last year to decide to quit my job to go and do this. But I think that seeing the world from a totally different perspective is going to seriously change a lot of the things I take for granted.
Particularly with only four pairs of pants and four T-shirts as well.
Exactly.
Oh, you can get actually a really good hand wash. It's like in a tube, so it's the size of a toothpaste jar. Get that and take it with you, because you can wash them then. You can wash and wear.
Exactly.
Ed, thank you for joining us. Great to speak to you.
Thanks very much.
Your flight out, say, literally 2 days away, so have a great time and a safe journey.
Thanks very much.
Cheers. Bye for now.
Okay, bye. Let's take our next tune from the lines, Fickle Crowd.
From the lines, and now we go back to the phones, where we find Rachel Davis at Northcote Farm. Hello.
Hello.
Now, you are the East Park Activities Officer, as we have covered before.
Yes, I am.
Yet you're at Northcote Farm. Why?
My boyfriend works here.
Ah.
He's one of the farmers here.
So you've popped along to say hello.
Yes, I have, yeah.
And you've actually got an event coming up in aid of Comic Relief for the Red Nose Day event, and that's taking place in East Park very soon. Tell us more.
Uh-huh. Well, it's going to be on Friday the 15th of March. Red Nose Day, yeah. And it will be 3 o'clock till 5:30, so you can drop in any time. It is preferable if you book your place, because that way I can know numbers and I can know how many bits and pieces I need.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be all sorts of things. There's going to be a raffle, a Red Nose Day quiz. There's going to be a cake sale and refreshments and things like that. And also, there's going to be best dressed competitions.
So, are we talking fancy dress or just rather stylish?
Fancy dress. Yeah. There's three categories. The first one is best 80s outfit. The second one is best celebrity doppelganger. And then the third one is the most unique outfit. So if you come dressed as one of those...
Well, you could combine all three if you came as Adam.
You could combine all three. Now, there's three separate categories. So if you come as one of those, then you can enter that competition and you could win a prize if I decide your costume is the best.
Oh, you get to be judge as well.
You're good at doing that, aren't you, Jason? Dressing up as different people.
No, I don't like dressing up at all. I hate it, but there we go.
I've seen pictures of you as other things.
Yes, I know. It's not right either, but there we go. So, is it, how much is it to come in?
It's totally free to come in, but what we would say is, obviously you have to pay for things like the cakes and things like that.
And that all goes to charity?
That will all go to Comic Relief. Any money we make will go to Comic Relief. You do have to pay to enter the competition because you win a prize, so we need to get the money back from that.
Okay.
So if you do come dressed up, it'll be £1 to come dressed up, and then you enter the competition and you can possibly win a prize. But it's free entry, completely free. What we will ask is, you know, we will go around with a bucket or something and ask you to make a small donation for Comic Relief.
And you're expected to turn up wearing your red nose as well?
I will be wearing my red nose and I will be wearing a Stella McCartney design t-shirt with Tommy Cooper on it.
Uh-huh. You've been shopping in TK Maxx and Sainsbury's then?
I will be shopping in TK Maxx. I hope they've got some left.
Ah. I can just buy online. You've got just about enough time to get that done quickly.
Yes.
And rednoseday.co.uk, I think it is. But which nose are you going to go for? Because it is actually noses with toes. I'm hoping it's noses with toesies, but I've only heard them say noses with toes. And there are three dinosaur designs. So which one are you going to go for?
I have no idea, to be honest. I'm going to have a good and proper look and see which one's my favourite.
Mine's a Triceratops. That's what I've gone for already.
Is it?
Yes. And Ryman's do a fantastic range of pens as well with the characters on top. I'm tempted to nip down there and buy one whilst no one's looking. So that'd be good too. And you could be going in fancy dress yourself, will you?
Well, I'll just be wearing the nose and the Tommy Cooper t-shirt. And
nothing strange on the bottom half.
That's about it. No. I don't know, I might wear my pyjamas or something.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
A wooden suit, perhaps.
Yeah, well, with the onesie with the t-shirt at the top, it'd be a twosie, wouldn't it? So that wouldn't really work too well.
I could do that.
And if people are going to come down, then you say you want them to get in touch. What do they do to let you know they're going to be there on the day?
If they could just drop me an email or give me a ring, my work landline number is 01902-555-135.
Yep.
Or if they could email me at rachel.davies@wolverhampton.gov.uk.
So rachel.davies.
Yep.
At wolverhampton.gov.uk. We always did that in unison, but there you go. 01902-555-135, the phone number, and that's for the event taking place in East Park on Friday, the 15th of March. And it's
three till
5:30. I wasn't far off. And I say free to get in, but please bring some change for Comic Relief and maybe get yourself dressed up. And is there an age limit on the dressing up, or is it pretty much anyone and everyone gets to take part?
No, anyone and everyone.
So the three categories were 80s and then they're looking like a celebrity doppelganger, which will prove interesting.
And
the most unique as well, yeah. So it could prove to be a very interesting day down there.
It could, yes.
And you're not going to be outside.
I'm looking forward to it.
You're not outside the whole time, are you? Because some of this is inside too, isn't it?
No, no, it's in and around the pavilion, which is the green building in the centre of the park. So there'll be stalls and things set up within the pavilion and just outside as well.
Have a great day. It sounds like it should be brilliant down there, and it's in a fantastic cause.
Thank you.
Rachel, always good to speak to you. We'll let you get back to trying to find your boyfriend or help him do the farming or whatever it is you're up to down there at North Gate Farm.
Thank you, Jason.
Okay, cheers. Ciao for now.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right, let's take our fourth and final tune from the lines. This is Foundations.
Shadows hang a lingering.
Emotions and the Lines. That was fab, wasn't it, Jason?
It was. Always good to hear the music. Absolutely love their tunes. And we will be back next week for more episode 193.
And more fantastic guests that I'll be getting as well, Jason.
I'm sure you'll be working hard from your sick bed as you sit there. Yeah, once again with a cold, but there we go.
I know. I'm going to boost up on my vitamin C, I think.
You do that. I'll eat a few oranges, the world will be a happy place.
Yes.
See you soon. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.